I hesitate to comment on specific campaigns or specific organizations, because I think, you know, all organizations and all groups have probably struggled to be effective, and are probably trying really hard to be effective. So, you know, for me, it's not a question of criticizing or dissing allies or other organizations or other groups, but it's a question of collectively being strategic and collectively being able to have a conversation. So it's not, you know, I'm smarter than you or whatever. But I do think there's several problems in the housing rights movement. The very fact that it's a movement that seeks to make demands of the state, I think is problematic. And you know, we all get it. We all get that, you know, for people who are living in the margins of society, people who are struggling to survive, sometimes it's not a luxury to want revolution. Sometimes you have to make basic demands, and you need to have your basic demands met, such as housing and welfare and food. So I get that, but, you know, that's what service providers are there for. We have a lot of service providers for political movements, for a movement seeking justice, for a movement that wants people not just to survive, but to flourish with dignity. We need to have more vision. We need to be clearer about ultimately where justice comes from, and that doesn't come from the state. It doesn't come from making demands of the state. And it can't, right? Because otherwise we'll be demanding housing from the state for eternity, because more and more people are becoming poor. It's not enough to ask the state to build housing for poor people if we're not addressing why people are becoming poor in the first place. And people are becoming poor because of capitalism and colonization, and the state is responsible for that, and corporations are responsible for that. You know, so in order to address the root causes of poverty, you can't make demands of the state, because, you know, that's like the hand that feeds you is the hand that bleeds you. So, you know, that's why this tent village, as one example of an action that is so inspiring, and many people, you can see, you know, for people who come here who have all these stereotypes about people in the downtown east side being bums and lazy, this is an example of people who feel ownership over this space and are reclaiming this space and setting their own boundaries, their own direction, you know, making food for each other, taking care of each other, helping each other out, giving each other smokes, building a garden, and people want to stay here because this is, you know, as many people have called it, it's an example of freedom.
And collectivity also, because like more of the housing are isolated cells or chambers where you live alone or with your husband or...
Yeah, and social housing, and you know, actually Peter, who's one of the residents here, who's a homeless guy, who's staying here, he's a Dene Cree elder, and you know, he was actually just saying that social housing is no different than jails for Native people. And we know that a big issue in the context of poverty is not just material poverty; it's psychological poverty and deprivation, and mental health. You're made to become crazy. So absolutely, yeah, people are. There's community here, and people are looking out for each other. That's a big part of freedom. And so, you know, so for me, it's not about whether one protest is effective or ineffective. It's overall, what is the strategy for lifting people out of poverty, and not just lifting people out of poverty just so they can survive and make, you know, minimum wage. It's about how do we live in real, with real dignity and respect for other people, and how do we make sure that everybody has attains the full humanity, you know, that we're meant to have, both in terms of opportunity and actualization. It's not just, you know, I'm involved in and participate and organize many ineffective protests, but you know, oftentimes the things that are ineffective are a way to bring people together, and when you bring them together, then you can go somewhere else, you know, and the power of women is one example of that. There's been many stepping stones that have brought people to where they are today, and a lot of that has been taking those steps and going from one step to the next.
And also, like, the people do this by themselves instead of always be in the charge of other people, like outreach or...
Absolutely. And I think the thing that's amazing about the space is that it brings together people who are from the neighborhood and allies, right? And allies have a clearly defined role here. It's to defend this space, but the space itself is run and maintained and defined by people who live in this neighborhood. And to me, that's the opposite of what often happens in the service sector, where people who should be allies, who should be there in support of people, are the ones dictating how people should live. This, to me, at least in spirit, is the opposite. You know, we're here to defend how people want to live.